You Are Not Your Job Title by lead visionary Paul Chatterjee. One of the basic concepts of Rotaway Intelligence is that the duality between self and the outside world is not only okay, but is a good thing to have. The working world and its societal restraints take a heavy toll on people's lives. The question is, what place is there in your life for this association? As stated in the old song, I sold my soul to the company store, as a mantra for being trapped. How this happens is straightforward, but why it's deemed acceptable as a path is not. It's easy to understand the place in the societal world for a job. It's the source of income for people to be part of the society. The exchange is simple. Jobs give money in exchange for the use of applications and skills from the individuals. As societies have evolved, these exchanges advanced from simple direct barter between people, and the corporate world figured out how to aggregate people and skills to provide products and services that are not available from a single person in a timely fashion. But there's a crisis now. With the restructuring of the global economy and employment, there's a lot of positions that may now not be aggregated into the product and service offerings. This is not a reflection on the personal level of the people getting laid off, but a reflection of the shift in having buying at the consumer level and the ability for companies to produce products at specific price points for the market. As a result, there's going to be a lot of people with great skills, flawless work histories that are no longer employed, not because of their actions or skills, but because of the shift in the world markets, the countries, the societies, and the communities that have been obsoleted or changed, along with all the products and companies, as a result of the COVID crisis. You can't go to work and do your job if the company you are working for is no longer there. This is a dilemma facing millions of people. Like the well-known TV personalities of Fred Flintstone and George Jetson, they base the majority of their life and identity on work. Their workplace advancement and demotion was the speed control of their life. This method was advocated by many schools, colleges, and career guidance systems worldwide. The failure of this method is twofold. One, it assumes that skills people have will be eternal and recognized, so the industries will always be there to have employment, both vertically and laterally. And second, that the pace of society is slower than the lifetime of the people and their skills. So a single pass through this cycle, grow up, go to school, get a job and skill, start a family, move to management, retire, and enjoy the rewards of societal conformity, were practical and achievable. However, this is only for stories and movies nowadays. The pace of the world is faster and has global influences, so adaptability is key. In the case of Fred and George, flexibility was not an option. Conformity to their station in life was the gating factor. But what happens in your real life if you remove that? Take the job out of the definition of who you are and make the resource from work just being income to pay for your lifestyle. If you're not the engineer, manager, journalist, waiter, actor, driver, finance person, except in words, then who are you really? The definition falls to the second set of values in your life. Not the economic one set by the outside world and the societal view, but the real value you set in your life. What's in this space? Well, it includes a number of items in no particular order. Who are the people close to you? Who do you consider family? What foods do you like? What do you enjoy doing when you're alone? What do you like to do when it's raining? Which side of the bed do you prefer to sleep on? What are things that make you laugh or smile? What sort of things are you afraid of? And so on. They are personal identifiers that mark your personality and the interaction with people on your inner circle and have nothing to do with your financial role in society. This is the definition of the real you, not your job title, but who you are. The reality is when you're in any city in the world at any time of year, what makes you smile and which side of the bed you prefer to sleep on doesn't change whether you're in a new job starting a new position from the bottom of the company or you've been elevated all the way up to CEO. Your preferences are still the same because they're defining issues for you. You will still laugh at the same sort of humor. You will still smile at things that make you happy. And that is independent of your title. One of the challenges in recognizing this is the assessment of who you are is going through the discussion with someone in a somewhat methodical manner. This happens when you work a lot where your performance and skills reviews are done regularly, so they know the metrics for your work life. But in true life, there tends not to be real reviews of your skills and background that say, what makes you smile, what makes you laugh, and there rarely is a peer group to compare it to that's focused not only on your traits and the way that you're acting, but the people that are in your inner circle and how you interact with them. At work, in the societal world, the collective group talks about and defines goals. People should do the same for their personal lives. They should find the point of being an individual and setting your own goals. Don't be afraid of finding out who you are and defining what you enjoy. The basis of life is to be able to maximize time of joy, love, pleasure, hope, and sharing those events with people you care about under a structure of the core belief that actually makes you feel good about moving forward and moving deeper toward having a life. It's kind of hard to figure out what in the world is going on if you're all on your own, which is what the roadway intelligence community is here for, to enable and to guide this path of discovery and self-definition. Remember, you are a unique individual that was blessed at birth with a non-duplicated set of skills and preferences by a higher power. Highlight this individualism and define it. Know who you are and what matters to you. With this in mind, changing to a new job in a new world is a little less traumatic. As you know, the continuity is you're still going to be yourself, and at one more pass through the system, you know this being stable and rewarding those that are helping build that stable life is what's making joy, happiness, and hope available to the whole roadway.